This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House is voicing strong support for Iranian protesters who took to the streets to decry the shootdown of a Ukrainian commercial jetliner outside Tehran last week. VOA's Michael Bowman reports that the Trump administration faces continued bipartisan pressure from Congress to provide more details on the intelligence that prompted the U.S. targeting killing of Iranian general as Democrats seek to rein in the president's ability to unilaterally order military action against Iran.
Amid the upheaval gripping Iran, U.S. President Donald Trump weighed in Sunday, tweeting, quote, "To the leaders of Iran, do not kill your protesters. Thousands have already been killed or imprisoned by you, and the world is watching. More importantly, the USA is watching."
This has not been a good week for the Iranian regime, that's for sure.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week the administration doesn't want war, but will continue pressuring for change in Iran. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
More than 1,000 people attended a rally in Hong Kong Sunday to urge people and governments abroad to support the city's pro-democracy movement. Speakers also celebrated the results of Saturday's presidential election in Taiwan.
The Taiwanese demonstrated how peaceful it could be if we have a democracy. And we have to understand that the Taiwanese fought hard in previous decades so that they can have this power today. So if we want to have democracy like them, we need to fight hard and to continue our fight with the Communist Party until we can have our five demands met.
Under the framework of one country, two systems, the city enjoys greater democratic rights than those on the mainland, but protesters say those freedoms have been steadily eroding under